Hi, everyone. My name is Steve Mitchell, and I'm one of the directors here at B4 Church. Welcome to the weekly liturgy. Liturgy is simply a structured approach to worship, prayer, scripture reading, and reflection. We hope the next few minutes provide you with a chance to enter into God's presence and experience His love and grace wherever you are. Let's take some time to enter into God's presence and settle our hearts. Spend the next few minutes simply listening to the music as it plays. If there's any worries on your heart, something that's weighing heavy on you, offer those things to God and let Him hold them as you spend time in His presence.
Oh, You're the King of my life. Reign of darkness now is ended. In the kingdom of light, in the kingdom of light, forever under Your dominion. You're the King of my life, You're the King of my life. You reign above it all, You reign above it all. Over the universe and over every heart, there is no higher name. Jesus, You reign above it all. Let all of heaven and the earth erupt in song. Sing hallelujah to the everlasting One. There is no higher name. Jesus, You reign. Darkness running out of an empty grave. Now seated alone in glory, enthroned on the highest praise. You sent the darkness running out of an empty grave. Now seated alone in glory, enthroned on the highest praise. You reign above it all, You reign above it all. Over the universe and over every heart, there is no higher name. Jesus, You reign above it all. Let all of heaven and the earth erupt in song. Sing hallelujah to the everlasting One. There is no higher name. Jesus, You reign above it all. Yeah, You reign above it all. You reign above it all.
Today's scripture reading is from Colossians 3, verses 12 through 17. We'll be reading from the NIV. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive them as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Let's take a few minutes and reflect on this passage. What stands out to you? What might God be trying to say to you through these words? Verse 12 begins with the word therefore, because the passage pivots away from behavioral prohibitions to instruct us in more positive terms how we should treat one another as God's image bearers and members of Christ's holy unified body. The verse goes on to speak of compassion, kindness, humility, and gentleness and patience. And the reading continues in this vein, encouraging us to practice forgiveness as an essential quality of our interpersonal relationships. It then counsels peace and thankfulness, qualities that have long been associated with the Thanksgiving holiday. Even so, they seem in short supply over the last couple of years among fellow Christians, family members, friends, and neighbors. We've all seen those relationships fracture over masks, vaccines, or political ideology. And in contrast to those tensions, the wholehearted peace of Christ and a deep sense of gratitude for God's goodness, those are qualities of the soul that have set Christian community apart from the surrounding culture for centuries. It seems like these qualities have recently eroded in the hearts of everybody who's been faced with massive disruption and uncertainty. All we have to do is look at a random sampling of social media to see that corrosive meanness has crept into our communities. However, today offers the perfect opportunity to take up the challenge of chapter 3, that our interactions with each other around the table or even in the tricky crosswinds that beat our culture up, that those interactions among us would be winsome and encouraging, like a song filled with heartfelt gratitude. And that can only happen when we shift our gaze from our circumstances to our Savior. The more we look at Jesus, we experience what an old song offers us. Quote unquote, "The things of this world grow strangely dim." So when we raise our gaze to look at Jesus, that's when our discouragements and our disappointments, well, they dim. And we find Him looking back at us. And the warmth, the tenderness, the love, and His welcome is always ready to strengthen our hearts. So this Thanksgiving, as we gather for maybe the first time in a couple of years, may the Lord's welcome echo in the warm embrace of your family and friends. May the table you share be rich with good gifts from God that nourish your body and your spirit. And may all that we do and say be seasoned with the honorable qualities of Jesus' character. So let's spend our last few minutes together in prayer. We have three prayer prompts, and each one will be followed by some time for you to speak with God. This is the first one, and it has to do with praise. Take a deep breath and let it out slowly. As you exhale, praise God for the life that is in Him, a life He shares with you as His very breath. Speak to Him about how you see His loving kindness manifest in our world. And if you struggle to come up with something, that's okay. Ask for the Spirit's help. So for prayer prompt 2, this is going to be more personal. Focus on one simple but meaningful blessing in your life and offer a thankful song from the Spirit. If you're in a place where it's appropriate to sing, go for it. Our third prayer prompt is more outwardly focused. So think of one person who represents a difficult relationship in your life. Ask God to show you one thing about them or your relationship with them that's worthy of thanksgiving, and pray a prayer of blessing over them for that quality. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining us today. If you know someone who'd be encouraged by today's episode, please feel free to share it with them. And also make sure you're subscribed to the B4 podcast on iTunes or Spotify so you never miss an episode. Every Thursday, we drop a new episode of our weekly liturgy podcast. So if you subscribe, you'll get our weekly teachings on Monday and our conversational podcast on Tuesday. Thanks again for listening.